KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Bull Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Bull Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In high school softball action around the area last night, a full slate of doubleheaders in the Hawkeye 10 Conference last night. Atlantic took a pair from Clarinda on the road last night, the Trojans winning 5-4 in the opener, and they took the nightcap 12-0 in six innings. Atlantic improving to 17-13 overall in the season, 9-4 in Hawkeye 10 play with the win last night. Also in the Hawkeye 10, it was Creston over Denison twice, 10-0 and 2-0. Glenwood beat Harlan 11-1 in the opener. Harlan rallied back 2-1 to take the nightcap. Also in softball last night, Kemper Catholic beat Red Oak 12-2 and then saw Red Oak rally back in nine innings 5-4 to win the second game. Lewis Central swept two from Shenandoah, winning 13-0 and 4-0 last night. In Western Iowa Conference Tournament Finals last night in the Conference midseason tournament, it was Underwood beating AHST 9-7 in the consolation game. The championship goes to Tri-Center as the Trojans beat Trainer 6-5 in the title match. Also in Rolling Hills softball last night, Exira EHK a 3-2 winner over Orient Maxburg, while Walnut beat Cam by a score of 10-2. Elsewhere around the region in girls softball last night, Carroll over Saydell 14-2. Coon Rapids Bayard an 8-innings, 7-6 winner over Ogden. Corning swept a pair from Lennox 13-11 and 9-6. Des Moines Christian beat West Central Valley 14-2. It was East Mills beating Stanton 9-3. Nottoway Valley topping East Union 12-2. West Monona beat West Harrison 12-6, while Westwood shut out Boyer Valley 19-0. In boys baseball action last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Atlantic defeating Clarinda 15-2 last night in five innings. The Trojans scoring 10 runs on just five hits in a fourth inning that blew the game wide open as Atlantic improves to 13-5 overall in the season, 8-2 in Hawkeye 10 conference play. Chris McVeigh got the win on the mound last night, giving up just two Clarinda hits in that ball game. Elsewhere in Hawkeye 10 play last night, it was Denison beating Creston 14-2 in the first game of a doubleheader. The Panthers rally back to win 3-2 in the nightcap. Harlan swept a pair from Glenwood last night, 10-2 and 6-5 the game scores. It was Kemper Catholic over Roland Story 7-0 in non-conference play. In Western Iowa Conference Boys Baseball Tournament semifinals last night, Audubon beat Missouri Valley 7-5 to advance to the title game, while Trainer will face the Wheelers in the championship match after a 7-2 win over Tri-Center last night. In Rolling Hills Conference Baseball, just one score reported from last night, Walnut over Cam by a final of 1-0. Elsewhere in boys baseball last evening, it was Coon Rapids Bayard 3-0 over Ogden. Corning took two from Lennox 13-8 and 16-4. Logan Magnolia beat Arweva 7-1. Nishnabotna over Fremont Mills 12-6. Nottoway Valley beat East Union 12-2. It was Saydell topping Carroll 10-9. St. Albert beat Kingsley Pearson 14-4. Van Meter over Earlham twice 11-0 and 7-3. Villisca beat Clarinda Academy 15-3, while West Central Valley posting an 11-7 win over Des Moines Christian in last night's boys baseball. It was a triple header day yesterday at the College World Series, and two of those victories yesterday went to South Carolina. Freshman Jordan Montgomery and Matt Price combined on a three-hitter Thursday night, lifting two-time defending champion South Carolina to a 2-0 win over Arkansas at the series. Michael Roth of the Gamecocks threw a two-hitter against Kent State earlier in the day in a 4-1 victory that put him in that matchup with Arkansas. South Carolina and Arkansas will play again tonight to decide which team goes to the best of three College World Series championships. South Carolina is the third team in the 63-year history of the College World Series to win two full games in the same day. The last to do it was Holy Cross back in 1952 when they beat Western Michigan and Penn State on their way to the title. Arizona converted three Florida State errors into a six-run first inning as they advanced to the College World Series Finals with a 10-3 victory over Florida State last night. Freshman starter Brandon Liebrandt was pulled after he recorded just one out for the Seminoles, who used eight pitchers to tie a College World Series record for a nine-inning game. Kurt Heyer worked 7 1/3 innings while taking the national lead for wins. He's now 13-2. The Wildcats are the winners of Bracket 1, and they'll open up the best of three finals on Sunday against the winner of tonight's South Carolina-Arkansas matchup. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Quinton Berry hit a tie-breaking single with the bases loaded in the bottom of the 10th inning to give the Detroit Tigers a 2-1 win over the St. Louis Cardinals. Ramon Santiago and Johnny Peralta hit one-out singles off Victor Marte, who then grazed Austin Jackson's jersey with a pitch to load the bases. Berry followed with a base hit up the middle through a drawn-in infield. Joaquin Benoit got the win. The Detroit bullpen shut out St. Louis after Jacob Turner allowed a run and four hits over five innings. Kyle Loesch allowed a run and four hits in seven innings of work for the Cardinals. In other interleague action yesterday, Oakland beat the Dodgers 4-1. It was Pittsburgh over Minnesota 9-1. Washington topping Tampa Bay 5-2, and Boston edged Miami 6-5. One National League game yesterday saw Colorado beat Philadelphia by a score of 4-1. In other baseball news, Tampa Bay reliever Joel Peralta has been suspended 8 games for having pine tar on his glove. Major League Baseball issued the penalty Thursday. Peralta has appealed and pitched and gave up the go-ahead hit in a 5-2 Rays loss in Washington last night. Peralta was ejected from Tuesday night's game in Washington after umpires found pine tar on his glove. L.A. Dodgers slugger Matt Kemp hopes to play in the All-Star game next month in Kansas City, as long as he's sure that he'll be healthy for the stretch run with the National League West-leading Los Angeles Dodgers. He's been on the DL all month with a hamstring problem. The Braves say that right-hander Brandon Beachy has had successful elbow ligament replacement surgery in his pitching elbow. Beachy faces a recovery period of at least a year. The Braves will recall right-hander Jair Jurgens from AAA Gwinnett to fill Beachy's spot in the rotation. Jurgens will start today in Boston. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Memphis beat Omaha in 11 innings, 6-4. Round Rock topped the Iowa Cubs 6-2. Omaha hosting Memphis again tonight. Iowa plays again tonight at Round Rock. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, 2 days of action at the Iowa Speedway begins this morning when practice opens for tomorrow night's Iowa Corn Indy 250. Tonight's action includes three heat races that will determine the lineup for the 250.
And then, of course, Saturday we come back at 2 o'clock on the track. We've got Firestone Indy Lights on the track, and then we've got the Star Mazda. We've got an autograph session with the IndyCar Series drivers at 4:30. We've got a concert starting Saturday afternoon at 3. So there's just so much going on for 2 full days. Racing, concerts, music, autograph session, the midway, tailgating. It's going to be pretty exciting. I know the fans are buzzed to see the same cars and stars that just recently ran the Indianapolis 500. They're all going to be here. Probably 25 cars will be starting the field for the Iowa Corn Indy 250.
That's Iowa Speedway CEO Doug Fritz, who says that a 9 o'clock start for tomorrow night's race means the track conditions will play a big part in the outcome.
Right now, the sun sets at 8:51. We got a green flag at 9. It'll probably start getting dark around 9:30 or so. So it's going to change throughout the day. Interesting enough, you know, these are brand new cars. They got a new aero package, and they'll look a little different than what fans are used to here at Iowa Speedway. Well, if you saw the Indianapolis 500 and Texas and Milwaukee in the last couple of weeks, you'll see the cars that we'll be running here.
Well, Fritz calls the heat races a new twist, which will add to the excitement of the weekend.
It really incentivizes the drivers to run faster in practice, which is great for the fans. Also, will give them an opportunity to run one of the eight cars that try to qualify for the pole. So, you know, 90 extra laps of racing on Friday, already into a packed schedule Friday. It's going to be pretty exciting.
IndyCar practices at 10 o'clock this morning. Tonight's race also includes the USAC Challenge. A University of Iowa President Sally Mason says the Anheuser-Busch Beer Company will pay $200,000 to the anti-binge drinking campaign at the school as part of a new marketing agreement. The deal has been criticized because of the message it might send about drinking, but Mason said during an interview on Iowa Public Radio that she doesn't believe the deal sends conflicting messages to students.
I think we've been very consistent in our message, which is safe, legal, responsible. And I think Anheuser-Busch's message through this entire campaign has been similar. We don't allow any of this advertising to be in our arenas or the stadium or on campus. So I really don't have the kind of problem with this that you just mentioned.
Well, the deal allows Anheuser-Busch to use Iowa's Tiger Hawk logo on its merchandise and also brings in several million dollars for the school's athletic department. Mason did not specify how much money the athletic department would receive from the deal. The use of the Iowa logo must also include the message, responsibility matters. The $200,000 will be paid over 4 years. LeBron James has that elusive first NBA title, leading the Miami Heat to a surprisingly easy 121-106 victory over Oklahoma City last night to win the NBA Finals in 5 games. It's the Heat's second NBA championship in 6 seasons. James led the rout with 26 points, 11 rebounds, and 13 assists. James was named the Finals MVP. It was his 9th year in the NBA, but his first title after making it to the Finals twice, once with Cleveland and last year with Miami. Mike Miller scored 23 points on 7 of 8 shooting from three-point range. Chris Bosh added 23 points and Dwayne Wade 20. Kevin Durant scored 32 points for the Thunder, who took game one of the series and then dropped 4 in a row. The NFL Referees Association has filed an unfair labor practice charge against the league with the National Labor Relations Board. That complaint alleges that since talks broke down this month, the NFL twice sent letters to officials that contained inaccurate, false, and incomplete information about the bargaining. Negotiations between the NFL and the referees ended June 3rd after 2 mediation attempts that followed 9 bargaining sessions since October. The league has said that it would start hiring and training replacement officials. NFL spokesman Greg Aiello says the claims have no merit. And in golf, David Mathis had a hole-in-one, and he shot a 6-under-64 Thursday to take a one-stroke lead after the first round of the Travelers Championship. The 38-year-old Mathis, who missed the cut last week in the U.S. Open, began play on the back nine, making a birdie on 10 before holing out from 158 yards on the par 3 11th hole. He was 6-under after just 6 holes. Nathan Green, Will Claxton, and defending champ Frederick Jacobson shot 65 on a day that saw temperatures soar into the upper 90s. U.S. Open champion Webb Simpson and Masters winner Bubba Watson played together. They finished in a group of 10 at 66. The third member of their threesome, PGA champion Keegan Bradley, shot a 68 in the first round yesterday. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.